1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on
ABC
the Civic Media
News,
app.
I'm Brian Clark. A big boom heard around the nation's capital caused alarm, and ABC's Andrew Dimbert says it was a response to a mysterious jet.
The sound was caused by two DC Air National Guard F-16s that were scrambled from Maryland after a Cessna business jet entered restricted airspace over the nation's capital. Those F-16s going supersonic to catch up with the Cessna, intercepting the plane using flares in an attempt to draw the pilot's attention, but were unsuccessful. 10 minutes later, the plane crashing near George Washington National Forest in Virginia with four people on board.
Authorities say there were no survivors. The week ahead is going to see the Republican presidential field get even more crowded. Former Vice President Mike Pence is set to formally enter the race Wednesday. Also expected to join this week, the former governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie. Prices could be going up after OPEC announced it's going to cut oil production by 1 million barrels per day. And the Miami Heat even the NBA Finals at a game apiece, beating the Denver Nuggets 111-108. This is ABC News. A federal judge struck down Tennessee's first-in-the-nation law that bans drag shows before it even takes effect, but ABC's Elwin Lopez says the state plans to continue to pursue the issue.
A Trump-appointed federal judge striking down the state's first-in-the-nation anti-drag law after it was challenged by a local theater company and stating it encouraged discriminatory enforcement. The law would have banned adult cabaret shows in any place where children could see them. First-time offenders could have been charged with a misdemeanor. In a statement to ABC News, the Attorney General of Tennessee says the scope of the law has been misrepresented.
Fire crews in eastern Canada say one of the large wildfires burning in Nova Scotia is now under control. That fire destroyed over 150 homes. But in the southwestern part of the province, the largest fire in Nova Scotia's history, still burning out of control. These fires have prompted air quality alerts as far south as Virginia. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off Wellness and Wellness Plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points towards your next purchase. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop, located at 520 State Street in Madison. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads.
It's time to have some fun and make a difference, Waukesha County. Attend the 2023 Habitat for Humanity of Waukesha Dream Builders Gala on June 9th at 6 p.m. in the Domenica Park neighborhood. Help celebrate the accomplishments of last year while helping to create, preserve, and promote affordable housing in our area. Enjoy an upscale barbecue, live entertainment, and the chance to make a real difference in the lives of local families. Register now at HabitatWaukesha.org/events. That's HabitatWaukesha.org/events. Let's build a brighter future together.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flint Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yeah!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here!
Whoa, that was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa.
Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Good morning across the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. I'm Todd Albaugh. It is Friday, TGIF, June 2nd, 2023, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. We welcome you in to our final version of the morning version of the Todd Albaugh Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Mr. Zommers, how the heck are you? Oh, come on now. Come on now.
No, I'm good. I'm happy to be here. I am excited for welcoming in the new producer because I think it's going to go great. And I'm looking forward to seeing where the show goes once we're statewide.
Yes. So those of you who have not heard, perhaps, but today is our final version here in the morning as there are some lineup changes coming on Monday. And we are amongst them. So when you tune in on Monday at 8 o'clock, I will, well, actually, I am going to be here for a little bit of the show on 8 o'clock. But for all intents and purposes, there will be a different program here and a new time slot on 8 until 10. Stu Daniels is going to be here at the mornings. And we are moving our show, this very show, will go to the afternoons beginning on Monday. We will come to you from 1 until 3 every afternoon. And the exciting part is, part of the reason we're going to the afternoon is we will be on every talk news station in the Civic Media Network. We are going statewide. Yes, there you go. There you go. So we will be in the three stations we've been at. And by the way, I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our listeners in Richland Center, Wausau, and Amory in particular. It is because of you all listening to our show and the numbers that you have given us and made us number one in Richland Center, Wausau, and Amory. That is a large part, if not the reason, that we are being taken statewide. So thank you to all those people who have listened to us for the last 6 months.
Now, that's where I really should have put the cheering sound.
Right?
I'm not going to assault everyone's ears with it again.
No, we appreciate it because that, you know, whether it's TV, radio, whatever it is, and entertainment, if you don't have the numbers, doesn't matter much else. You're not going to go very far. So we appreciate all of you making us number one and sending us to a bigger and better time slot at 1 o'clock from 1 until 3 across the state of Wisconsin. So in addition to Richland Center, Wausau, and Amory, we are going to be heard in Madison, Milwaukee, Waukesha, Racine, Kenosha, Oshkosh, the Fox Valley, including Fond du Lac, Needham, Menasha, Appleton. Going to be on our station in Green Bay, in Wisconsin Rapids, Hayward. We said Amory already, and maybe a couple more, eventually Baraboo and Reedsburg as well. So we are going to be truly from the northern suburbs of Chicago all the way to the lakeshore of Lake Superior, from Sturgeon Bay and Green Bay all the way over to the Mississippi River. Eau Claire and La Crosse as well. There we go. I forgot those two. Eau Claire and La Crosse as well. So, yes, it's exciting news, and I want to take this opportunity to thank you, Mr. Zomers, for all of your hard work and helping us get here as well. We would not be here without you, and you're not entirely leaving us. And the reason is Mr. Zomers is a popular dude. He does his job so well. He helps Pat Kreitlow and engineers and produces his show from 6 to 8. He's going to do Stu Daniels' show from 8 until 10. He's also going to help out on our new News at Noon product and the new show with Will and Luke from kind of 12:15-ish to 1. And it turns out Mr. Zomers is not an AI robot. He does need to sleep and eat once in a while. So that's why he can't be with us full-time in the afternoon. But he's still going to be helping out here for a while next week and will be joining us on occasion as well. And we'll find a way to continue the board game of the week. So Aaron, in all seriousness, thank you, man. I appreciate everything you've done.
Yeah, and thank you, and thanks for the opportunity. For all the listeners to know, when Todd started here, Stu Daniels was actually filling in, funnily enough, in that slot in the morning. And Todd was like, hey, so Aaron, you're going to be producing? Let's meet. Let's go get some lunch and hang out and just get to know each other a little bit. And I want this to be a cooperative show. Like, I don't want it to... It is the Todd Albaugh show, but he made it very much something that we started together, and I really appreciate that, and it has been a lot of fun, and it's going to continue to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, thanks, my friend. I appreciate it. It's been great getting to know you more, and you've done a yeoman's work and a great job. It's so fun working with you, and yes, you're not entirely going away. You're still going to be help doing some production stuff behind the scenes, and we'll still have you on the air as well, and you'll be with us next week. But after the break, we're going to come back, introduce our new engineer and producer on a regular basis, someone that many of our listeners will know and I think enjoy as well. So he's been a friend of the program and coming on board full time on the show last night. And by the way, later on today, it's National Donut Day. We're going to be talking about that today. Also, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Joint Finance Committee. Our friend, tongue-in-cheek, Howard Markline, state senator, co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, and Tony Kurtz, took the scalpel to the UW system budget. Also doled out some money to the Green Bay Packers. But by golly, there still ain't no money left to help out the campus of Richland Center. As I use incorrect English on purpose. So we'll talk about Howard the Coward and Tony Kurtz as well later on this hour and find out what sort of spineless activities they did at the Capitol and hot air from the Capitol. Last night, I went with my friends Kurt and Florcy. We stopped off at the High Noon Saloon and we saw our friend Chris Pauls and his band, Super Tanker, did a great job. I listened to them for about an hour, for about a set and a half. Then we hightailed it a few blocks away, went to the Cardinal Bar. They've reopened and saw my friend Tony Castaneda. And he's a legend in the Madison and southern Wisconsin area, his Latin jazz sextet, and really, really great music. Tony Castaneda, and he's going to be on the show here in a week or so. Looking forward to that. So it was a good time had by all. We're going to come back, check news and weather headlines, and introduce you to our new team member. Stay with us. This is the Todd Albaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The enticing smell of fresh baked goods, breads, rolls, pies, cookies, and more. This isn't just a bakery, it's Just Dane's Just Bakery, a training program for people dealing with employment barriers. Learn more and order now for your next get-together at justdane.org, justdane.org.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Albaugh Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs. But it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to RealDealOnFentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today with scattered rain showers likely. Highs level off around 79. Northerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows level off around 56. High temperatures reach up to 73. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Dry with temperatures near average Wednesday and Thursday, and highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 58.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show. It's now 8:15 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Zommers, on our final day in this time slot. We'll be moving to a new slot on Monday, going to afternoons, just like the Jeffersons. We're moving on up to a new time slot, 1 until 3, coming up on Monday. So join us every afternoon starting Monday, 1 until 3. Going to bring on our new producer in just a moment, but first of all, here's a check of your weather and news headlines, what you need to know for this Friday, June 2nd, 2023. Richland Center this morning, weather forecast, WRCE news from the center, mostly sunny this morning, a 40% chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high near 91 degrees for tonight, showers early on, then clearing off, a low of 59, and tomorrow, beautiful day in southwest Wisconsin on Saturday, sunny skies and a high of 91. Up in Wausau, WXCO, Bull Falls Radio in central Wisconsin, 40% chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, a high near 88 today. Showers early tonight, then clearing off as well at a low of 60. Tomorrow, another beautiful day, hot, 90 degrees and sun tomorrow in Wausau. And over in Amory, WLAK, Lake Air Radio, isolated thunderstorms, 20% during the day, increasing later on to 50% this afternoon. High near 86. Scattered showers early on, then clearing off in Amory tonight, a low of 64. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon, perhaps kind of a popcorn type of situation, pop-up storm here and there. Not a complete washout in Amory for tomorrow, and a high near 88. So pretty much a darn nice weekend all across the state of Wisconsin, whatever you are going to get out and do. Making news this morning, the Senate passed a debt limit bill late last night, averting a U.S. default. The legislation was passed by the House on Wednesday, will be sent to President Joe Biden to be signed into law. After the Senate voted 63-36 to pass the bill, Biden praised Congress for his efforts in averting a default that would have had global economic consequences. Wisconsin's Tammy Baldwin voted yes. Wisconsin's Ron Johnson voted no last night in the Senate. The time frame to pass the bill through Congress was extremely tight, with little room for error, putting enormous pressure on leadership of both parties as the threat of default loomed. President Biden plans to address the nation later on this afternoon or early evening, about 6 o'clock Central Wisconsin time, Central Daylight Time, on the deal. So looking forward to hearing from the president tonight, right about 6 o'clock. Hurricane season began yesterday with officials predicting 12 to 17 named tropical storms to develop in the Atlantic this year. 5 to 9 of those systems could become hurricanes, and as many as 4 could strengthen into major hurricanes of at least Category 3 or stronger, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The Senate passed the bill on Thursday to block President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. This means both the Senate and House have now passed legislation blocking the program, which promises to cancel up to $20,000 of debt for millions of borrowers. The bill now goes to Biden's desk for his signature, but the president has pledged to veto the legislation. Meanwhile, borrowers are still awaiting a Supreme Court decision that will determine whether the student loan forgiveness program can take effect. The justices are expected to rule later this month or early July. Federal student loan programs are set to resume 60 days after the high court issues its ruling, or 60 days after June 30th, whichever comes first. And here is some royal news for you. A conservative think tank will argue in federal court next week that Prince Harry's U.S. immigration records should be unsealed following revelations of his drug use. What? The Heritage Foundation is suing the U.S. government to find out if it acted according to procedure or, quote, look the other way, unquote, on some details when it granted the Duke of Sussex a U.S. visa. Under immigration law, evidence of past drug use can be grounds to reject an application. Prince Harry most recently confessed to taking various drugs in his explosive memoir, Spare, which was published in January. The Duke of Sussex admitted to having taken cocaine, smoked weed, and tried magic mushrooms. Well, who hasn't? The case will be held in front of a federal judge next week in Washington, D.C. Come on now. Come on now. The guy admits that he had, like, you know, some indiscretions in his youth, and suddenly now we're going to go after Prince Harry? Oh, that's just, these people, they don't stop, you know.
Seems like nonsense.
I know you're not a royal watcher anyway. But this affects things here in the U.S. I mean, of all the things to waste time over, whether Prince Harry, you know, experimented in his youth.
Yeah, how many people, for those of you who went to college or have been college age, how many people did you meet who tried all kinds of funky crap, even if you didn't? Like, I didn't, because I have enough health problems as it is. But
I didn't mean to laugh at your health problems. I'm just saying it's...
it wouldn't help, I'm sure.
Right.
But I know plenty of people who did. Sometimes they try it once and they're done. Sometimes they do it a lot. But that doesn't affect their capabilities to be a person unless they let it.
Well, the point is we go through our lives, make mistakes, right? Or we experiment with various things and we say, well, you know, that's not for me, and you move on. But you know, it's... Again, are you going to judge someone what they did 20, 30 years ago, or are you going to judge someone what they've done the last 15 years of their life? And clearly, Prince Harry is, you know, well, I don't think, a drug addict. And that's what these laws are meant to do. You know, it's to say, hey, do you have major drug problems that you're going to need treatment? The purpose of this law, or I'm not sure if it's a law or a program outlier, but anyway, the purpose of these things, immigration, because as someone who used to help process immigration stuff in for a United States congressman, I worked in immigration, as I've said, and this stuff is there to say, okay, does this individual, whether it's a health problem, whether it's an addiction problem, is this person going to require additional resources that U.S. taxpayers are going to have to pay? That's why it's there. Not to be necessarily judgy from a moralistic standpoint of whether or not you've done weed or not, but it's like, okay, if we give you a visa, do you have the means to support yourself, or is someone sponsoring you, or is it going to require a major commitment of U.S. dollars to help you? That's why it's there. And these goofballs, the conservative people here, the Heritage Foundation, they know that. They know that. They're just trying to get people to bite on it. More divisiveness. Leave the poor man has had enough. Leave Prince Harry alone. He's been ostracized from his family, his own family going after his kid. The man has suffered enough. Anyway, I didn't mean to go on a royal tangent this morning. I'm miffed, Mr. Zommers, because as I was having a good time last night with Curtin Florsey listening to Super Tanker and Tony Castaneda downtown, I came across my phone that the Joint Finance Committee stripped out all this money for the UW system. And I didn't sleep well. I'm chomping it. I thought to myself what Kira Sabin said yesterday, think before you speak. I don't want to go overboard, but I'm pretty miffed at this. So we'll talk about that in a minute. But what we're going to do right now is something that's going to make me feel a lot better, and that is going to be introduced to you. Our Mr. Zommers, as we said, is very popular, and so he's going to be staying in the morning and helping out with the Pat Kreitlow show, the new Stu Daniels show from 8 until 10. And so he'll be helping out with our show as we move to the afternoons, 1 till 3 on Monday. But it turns out Todd cannot host a show and engineer and produce it at the same time. I need help, clearly. Anybody who knows me knows I need a lot of help. And so we are bringing on a friend of the program, a friend of mine since childhood. In fact, My mother reminded me that our mothers were in the hospital together in the month of October as both this gentleman and I were about to be or be born. He's older than I am. He's an old man. He's about a week and a half older than me. Our good friend and Richland Center native, Jeff Perry, is going to be taking over the board here at the Todd Allball Show. Jeff!
Cue the Beatles music. Good morning, Todd. Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, everyone. I like it. And I also like that you had the big, lengthy drug discussion right before you bring me on, too. Thank you very much for that.
Well, you know.
Who is this guy? Why were they doing
Welcome, Mr. Perry.
Thank
Live.
You.
Live. A lot of times you join us over the phone,
yeah.
And we've appreciated that as you've helped out when I'm out here dying. So we appreciate you calling in. But yes, you have a full-time gig, but you've kind of moved things around, and you're going to be joining us every afternoon, 1 until 3.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to it. Being on the air with you every day is going to be so much fun, and being part of the Civic Media family is already fun. And just, you know, I love the show. Been listening to it pretty much since you went on the air.
Yeah.
I think it's a great show just to be a part of it. I'm very thankful for that opportunity, and thank you very much. And now I don't have to call in and bother you. I can bother you throughout the entire show.
I'm looking forward to it in nervous anticipation. For those of you who, for those people who don't know you, of course, people at Richland Center will be very familiar with you because...
Oh, that's the guy. Officer, well,
you spent, like me, a lot of time on the air at WRCO. For those of you who don't know, give us the short Jeff Perry resume.
All right. Well, those people of a certain age will remember my dad, Rod Perry, who was at WRCO for, I think, over 30 years.
Yeah.
And so I started working there when I was 14, engineering the board for
14.
Milwaukee Brewers games.
Yeah.
And then I stayed there for, I think I was almost 20. When I left and went off to school and realized at that point that, you know, we were free to leave Richland Center. And so
I'm always welcome to come home.
And worked in a couple other stations. Went to UW Platteville, where you did as well.
Yep.
Worked at the campus station there and the TV station, and worked in the Madison market for a while, and then wasn't able to pay my bills or buy groceries, and so I left radio for a while and got into some other things. But now I'm back, and I couldn't. The only thing I've ever wanted to do my entire life was be on the radio. So the ability to do that with you, especially, is going to be a real treat. So thank you very much.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you for doing this. I'm excited about it. So Jeff started. I started in high school. Jeff started in middle school in radio. So he had a big jump on me. And your dad, I listened to him along with Steve Kennedy. May he rest in peace. Did the morning show for many years together. And Rod was a great influence in my life and a great guy, as were you. And he helped me out. We were very kind when I started at RCO. And then we ended up working together again down at Platteville, the radio station, and at the TV show. And Jeff was one of our writers, along with our friend Chris Pauls, writing for our little show called Sunday Night, which we had a lot of fun, and we caused a lot of ruckus down at Platteville, and our show went out to like 13 communities, and we had a little bit of a following, and that was fun.
Yeah, that was great. That was, oh man, what a great time.
Yeah.
And and to be back doing it with you and Chris again, this is going to be sweet.
Well, as they say, we're kind of getting the band back together. So this will be fantastic, and be joining us every morning. And Jeff here is award-winning, and I'm not making this up. You just recently won a couple of awards for the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association because you have a show every week over on WVMO, the community radio station here in Monona.
Yes, thank you. I'm not great at tooting my own horn, but I did. WVMO does great at the WBA Awards, and I won a couple third-place awards for some things I did there, a Jimi Hendrix music special and a couple other things. So thanks for bringing that up.
Absolutely. Welcome, Jeff. He is our new producer-engineer starting on Monday. He'll be hanging around with us today. Stay with us. Mr. Zomers and I and Jeff are back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A big boom heard around the nation's capital caused alarm, and ABC's Andrew Dimbert says it was a response to a mysterious jet.
The sound was caused by two D.C. Air National Guard F-16s that were scrambled from Maryland after a Cessna business jet entered restricted airspace over the nation's capital. Those F-16s going supersonic to catch up with the Cessna, intercepting the plane, using flares in an attempt to draw the pilot's attention, but were unsuccessful. 10 minutes later, the plane crashing near George Washington National Forest in Virginia with four people on board.
Authorities say there were no survivors. The week ahead is going to see the Republican presidential field get even more crowded. Former Vice President Mike Pence is set to formally enter the race Wednesday. Also expected to join this week, the former governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie. Prices could be going up after OPEC announced it's going to cut oil production by 1 million barrels per day. And the Miami Heat even the NBA Finals at a game apiece, beating the Denver Nuggets 111-108. This is ABC News.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. Located right here in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Offering public and private care management options, we have a strong track record of success in helping members of our community live their happiest, healthiest, and most independent lives. Beyond care management, we now offer consulting, coaching, and training for individuals and organizations. Where you need us, when you need us, we're on your team. Visit LakelandCareINC.com to learn more.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at BelongingBeginsWithUs.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Get along.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 8:33. Little Kenny Chesney to get you up and get you going on a TGIF. One of the great things about this program the last 6 months is making a friend in Kara Foster from Weatherology. Kara, I'm not sure. We've done our best now. We found out the disturbing news yesterday that you work overnights, which in my opinion is, God bless people who need to be warned of a tornado at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm serious about that. But the talent factor is off the charts here, and you're being wasted in the midnight hours. And we want to move you now to the daylight hours. And I know there was at least a couple of people that wrote in, and we want to save Kara Foster. And there has been any movement since yesterday when we found out that you were end your day at 9 o'clock and are not going to be able to join us in the afternoon. Has there been any movement at Weatherology?
No, unfortunately, we're all kind of stuck in our same shifts. We are, like I said yesterday, one of us, at least one person, is on at all times. So we do need somebody to fill the slots. And unfortunately, I'm still newer compared to everybody else. Everyone else has been here for like 10, 15, 20 years. So I'm bottom of the totem pole.
Now, see, and this surprises me. This surprises me, quite frankly, because I'm being completely serious for a second here. I'm a goofball, but I want to be serious. You're really fantastic. I mean, your delivery. You put up with my goofiness. Our on-air chemistry. People are like, God, you guys really vibe well together, and I appreciate that. And plus, you're just a heck of a weather person in giving us details, explaining weather systems, giving it to us in information in bites we can understand. And I don't know what your goals and aspirations are, but you know, take it from a 53-year-old guy who's
I don't know either. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, take it from a 53-year-old dude who's seen some stuff. You've got what it takes, and you're going to be enormously successful in this business.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. I that means a lot to me. I love weather. I love weather. That's always been my thing. But I also am a very goofy person. So being able to be my goofy self is definitely one thing that I definitely like when I'm on air with you guys.
So do you have a couple of minutes? Can you actually talk to us for a couple of minutes today?
Yeah, all right, for sure. All right, fantastic. I don't have another call till 8:50.
All right, very good. So, so tell folks a little bit about. So, we know you grew up in Minnesota, where you went to school, and kind of how you got into the weather business.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm from Minnesota, from just west of the Twin Cities. I did go to Nebraska for a little bit. They have a wonderful meteorology program down there. Fortunately, Nebraska as a state wasn't for me.
Yes.
I did miss home a lot, so I did decide to transfer home. I did also think about coming to Madison, because they also have a very great meteorology program, but I did miss home a lot. The University of Minnesota actually, ironically, does not have a weather program at all. Right. We do have like some minors and stuff like that. So I kind of did a make your own major type of thing. I actually was geography.
Oh, really?
And my minors were climatology and GIS, which is basically like it's a geographical informational system. So you're just kind of learning about drones, kind of it embodies a lot of stuff. Mm. Just anything that has to do with the science side of geography, I would say. And I volunteered at our state climatology office. I've volunteered for the state, the county, and I've worked for my city of Minneapolis as well, all at the same time.
Wow.
I've been a very busy person trying to make my name in the meteorology world. And then finally, weatherology gave me a chance, and I've been wanting to do meteorology since I was very, very little. Like I mentioned yesterday, Cloudy with the Chance of Meatballs was like my very first thing that I ever was interested in. I was like, how ridiculous is that?
Right.
There's donuts flying from the sky and there's a spaghetti tornado. That sounds fascinating. And then years after that, I learned about clouds, learned about, you know, tornadoes, all the crazy stuff. Watched Twister however many billion times, and here I am.
Here you are. I think it's great where you my sister was that way. She knew from a very young age that she wanted to go into American Sign Language and ended up going to Augustana College out in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and has been teaching American Sign Language at the school system in Eau Claire for 20-plus years. So,
I love that.
Yeah, when you know that you want to do something as a kid, my problem was I wanted to be an actor, I wanted to be a chef, and I wanted to be a politician. Now, I did all of those at one point in my life, some better than others. My many failures in life have given me a broad resume in which to just talk about stuff. So I guess at the end of the day, all that led to this. But no, I think it's great when you have something at the very beginning of your life, you know what you want to do. And then you go out and do it. And so I'm happy for you. I want to let you know, now if we can't get you on the radio with us every day, let me give you a little heads up. This is serious. Channel 27, the ABC affiliate here, they're looking for a chief meteorologist. I think you should put your name in the hat. You should put your name in the hat. We should get you down here in Madison. That way we can see you every day, and we can have you stop by the studio. I'm serious. You never know, Kara. You never know what can happen in life.
Yeah, you never know.
I mean,
so true.
They need help over there at Channel 27. Bob Lindmeyer is getting long in the tooth. He's a great guy, but he he left. He retired, and then they brought in this other guy who they said was going to. Oh, he's going to make this big. I don't know what happened. He's gone. I don't know if he gave like a Letterman forecast and said we're going to have hail the size of canned hams, but he's gone. And so they're looking for a chief meteorologist at 27. I think you should put your name in. We'd love to have you here in the Madison market. Would you rather do TV or radio?
Honestly, you never know. I mean, I never actually expected myself to be a broadcast meteorologist.
Really?
As every meteorologist goes, unless you were originally always thinking about broadcasting, Nobody ever thinks about going into broadcasting. It's always like, I want to go to National Weather Service because that's where all the cool stuff is.
Right.
Or you want to be a storm chaser until you realize how scary that is. But the National Weather Service was a dream of mine. Never thought about doing broadcasting whatsoever. I am very scared of cameras. Not like very scared, but I will freeze up on a camera.
Really?
So radio was kind of like a nice in-between where I could, be able to be my goofy self with being in my pajamas and not having to worry about people seeing me while I'm expressing how excited I am about a severe weather system or something like that.
Now, look, let me, and our new producer, Jeff Perry, is with us. He and I went to college together at UW Platteville, where we were in the communication program, and we had a 5 o'clock newscast. And you took your turn of anchoring news, anchoring sports, anchoring weather. And I also did like an editorial thing for a while. Kara, I did weather for like a semester in front of a chromochrome green screen or whatever. And I mean, I just looked at the State Journal and looked at the weather forecast, and they threw a map up on the wall, and I stood there and just BS my way through it. I mean, so that's all, and you actually know something about weather. Now, if I can do weather on TV, Kara, you can certainly do weather on TV. I'm serious.
Yeah, I guess never say never.
never say never. I mean, you have a great personality. You have a great delivery. And most of all, you're just a really smart meteorologist. And it's been a pleasure getting to know you. And will you at least do this? If we can't take you with us in the afternoon, will you at least agree to, can we call you up and just, do a couple, 3 minutes interview now and then?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, very good.
Definitely. I'll be available to that 9 o'clock. Hour and then
here's what we're gonna do, Kara.
Here's
what we're gonna do. So you live. I'm not. We're not asking for your address. I'm not a complete creeper. But you're somewhere in the Twin Cities, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Somewhere in an undisclosed secure location.
Yes.
Now look.
I'm in Area 51.
Area 51. I knew there was something fishy about this. The aliens are here, and they're in Lionel Lakes, Minnesota. That's where they're at. It's a suburb of the Twin Cities.
No one would know.
We're going to take the show on the road this summer. Now, when we come to Amory, can we get you to drive over to Amory? It's like an hour away. Come over to Amory. We'll have a big picnic, and you can do the weather live. How about that?
That is possible. And I know we had talked about the Minnesota, the Gopher and Badger game.
Yes.
This following fall as well. That is also another possibility because I am always there.
Really?
Usually if I obviously don't have to work. But if it's in town, I'm there. So
and I forget, is Wisconsin coming already to Minnesota this year? Do we travel there?
I think it is home. I always forget.
Yeah, I know. Wherever it is, we will. All right, we're gonna keep in touch because we want you to do the weather on the special occasions.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, you're fantastic.
Yeah, I can grab an email from you just in case.
All right, very good.
I can directly email you guys.
All right, fantastic.
I love the emails from yesterday. I can't disclose my email on air.
Well, I think you're also on Twitter. I think Mr. Zomers, you're on Twitter, correct?
I've had that Twitter since I was, in a freshman in high school. It's not really like a thing that I use.
Well, I could follow you there and give you information.
Okay.
But my email's listed for Civic. It's just Todd T-O-D-D dot Alba ALLBAUGH at civicmedia.us.
Awesome.
There
Perfect.
You go. Yeah, just Todd.Alba at civicmedia.us. Anybody else out there who'd like to send in suggestions for the show or give pithy quotes or terrible, you know, we're open to whatever.
Yeah. Any weird stuff.
See, this is what I'm going to miss.
Say that we can... He did say if we figure out something, you know, for on my shift, if we can figure out something, we can still do that. So
all right.
we can talk.
Late holidays. We'll talk. People. Have a coffee talk. give us a call. Yeah. We'll talk weather. 444-555. It'll be fantastic. Yeah. We'll talk about weather forecasts and butter. Kara Foster. Kara Foster. Yeah. Her voice is smooth as butter.
Nothing I love more than a Boston accent.
Our friend Jeff and I's colleague Clark Gilson was from Syracuse, New York, and he really didn't talk like that.
Oh,
but he could revert back into a New York accent just like that.
Oh yes,
and it would crack me up.
Yes, it's always the best.
I know, right?
It's so fun to bring out every now and then.
I know. All right, Kara. For the record, one last time, what have you got for us in Amory, Wausau, and Richland Center, my friend?
Yes, drum roll, please. It's not that crazy of a forecast, thankfully. We are going to have a pretty nice but very warm weekend, so we do want to prepare for that. I mean, if you were wanting some nice summer weather, it's going to be really nice for that. But if you're like me and I don't like the humidity, you're probably not going to like it as much. So scattered showers still kind of just chilling throughout the state today. Very, very scattered. It's going to be mainly sunny for the most part. Reach a high of 86 in Amory, 89 in Wausau, and a high of 92 in Richland Center. That chance for rain doesn't come in until way later in Richland Center for much of the south part of the state. Now tonight, we do still see those scattered showers continue. We'll drop down to 64 in Amory, 61 in Wausau, and about 60 in Richland Center. Now, tomorrow is a little bit of a lesser chance for some rain. It's probably going to be mainly sunny. Highs in the upper 80s, lower 90s again, drop down to the 60s. Saturday night, partly cloudy, pretty nice. Sunday is another kind of 20% chance day. A lot of sunshine, highs in the upper 80s. Kind of slowly cooling down. Now Monday comes along. We will still see that chance for showers, still very, very scattered, mixing with sunshine, but highs are actually going to be in the lower to mid 80s now. And then next week, we're actually going to be in the upper 70s, kind of lower 70s or upper 70s, lower 80s. Mm-hmm. So it's still going to be pretty humid. But temperatures are going to be going back to at least sort of normal. Our average for this time of year is about the lower to mid 70s, excuse me. So next week is a little more bearable for us, and hopefully we can get some rain to help out, you know, drought conditions that all of a sudden have popped up after we've had so much precip over the spring. But we have dried out since then. So hopefully next week is a little bit nicer, but this weekend definitely summer weather to a T for sure. So jump in the lakes, do whatever you can, and enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Kara Foster, my friend, you are fantastic. In all seriousness, remember us when you're doing the weather on GMA or, you know, to the Today Show or whatever. I'm serious. You're going to go far. You've been a fantastic weather person.
Oh, you guys are so nice.
And you're just a great person. Thanks for being a friend to us. Thanks for helping us out this last 6 months. We will not the last of Kara Foster. We'll talk to you soon, my friend. Have a great day.
I will talk to you too. Yes,
all right.
You too.
Thank you. Back with more after this. Stay with us. This is the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes is now online at knuckleheads.shop. Step into your favorite smoke shop without leaving your home. Find grinders, papers, Delta 8, and more, all from your computer or phone. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like. You can also order for in-store pickup, so there's no wait. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, located at 520 State Street in Madison. Order online today at knuckleheads.shop. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flint Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 77. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 54. Partly cloudy tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 70. Temperatures near average Wednesday and Thursday, with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. Another look at the short range. We should top out at 77 today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Welcome back to the Towel Bowl Show. It's now 8:50 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Mr. Perry's influence already at work there. More Beatles all the time. I can see that. Mr. Zomers and Mr. Perry ganging up on me. It's two against one now, and that's fine because, you know, that's, I need all the help I can get. It props me up, quite frankly, gentlemen. We appreciate it. Want to get into this story this morning that's really ticking me off. I'm not sure whether, Mr. Zomers, we have the open for a little hot air from the Capitol. Do we have that music anywhere? There we go. There you go, hot air from the Capitol, and it's more than hot air. It's really a Kara Foster tsunami of hot air in the state capitol. And we're going to start talking about this hour, and then we're going to continue on with it next hour. And this is an absolute dereliction of duty when it comes to Wisconsin State Senator Howard Markline of the 17th Senate District in Southwest Wisconsin, who is the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, the most powerful committee in the state capitol that oversees the state budget. All the spending goes through Joint Finance. And his cohort, Tony Kurtz, state representative in the 50th Senate District, pardon me, the Assembly District in Southwest Wisconsin. Tony Kurtz's district, Assembly District, is in Howard Markline's Senate District. And if you've been following this program since its beginning, one of the things that really, unfortunately, helped us was when Jay Rothman, the president of the UW system, about 2 weeks after this show started, announced over the Thanksgiving holiday he was closing the Richland campus, just closing it down. And we went up there and did 3 hours of live radio, on the Richland campus grounds, talked to former Chancellor Kathy Sandeen of the UW Colleges and Extension, found out some very interesting information that happened while Ray Cross was president of the system, and how these things that Jay Rothman was saying and doing just didn't add up. And we attended town hall meetings at Richland Center, where Howard Markline and Tony Kurtz, who represent the area, were at. And they gave a lot of, you know, they listened politely, and then they got up and gave a bunch of mumble jumble about how, well, their hands were tied. Their hands were tied. There's just no money. We there's nothing we could do. That's what they said to people. Richland Center couldn't find a couple $3 million. That's all we're looking at, maybe $4 million, maybe, to save the Richland campus. A couple of million would have kept it going to some degree. And remember, this whole rhetoric about having low enrollment is the reason they're closing the campus. The Richland campus was set up by former Chancellor at Platteville, Dennis Shields, and system. And current, now permanent chancellor, Tammy Ivanovich. She was provost during this time. Now she's the permanent chancellor. Why? Because she kept her mouth shut and she did what she was told by Jay Rothman. And for her loyalty, Jay Rothman appointed her the permanent chancellor at Platteville. That's the truth. That's the real story. So Richland was set up, you see, for failure. And so they closed it down. Or in the process of doing so. And Tony Kurtz and Howard Markline said, oh, no money. Well, yesterday at the Joint Finance Committee in the Capitol of Madison, and here's the stuff they don't want you to hear back at home, folks. And, you know, people have called into this program, well, Tony Kurtz is such a nice guy. He's so polite. Tony Kurtz listens to me. Yeah, Tony Kurtz has a great mask. He understands politics. And maybe he is a nice guy. I don't know. Maybe he seems nice enough. Have a beer with him. But he's a liar. As is Howard. I'll say it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Because guess what the Joint Finance Committee did yesterday? They suddenly found $2 million to give to the Green Bay Packers to host the 2025 NFL Draft. That request wasn't laying around when they came out to the campus of Richland Center. Just happened a week ago, 2 weeks ago, right, Mr. Zobbers, when the NFL announced this?
Yeah.
And the NFL, who pays their players multiple tens of millions of dollars, Aaron Rodgers, $58 million last year, was scheduled to make that this year. And they can't find $2 million. Now, look, I'm all for the Packers. And I think it's great the NFL draft is coming here in 2025. And you know what? I got no problem if the state wants to kick in a couple of million dollars to host the draft. Because, yes, it is going to be great for tourism. And believe me, we'll be up there during 2025 in the draft. And we'll be talking about it and hopefully talking to Packer folks. I'm all for it. But don't come to Richland Center, Howard Markline and Tony Kurtz, and look those good citizens in the eye and tell them there is no money to save an economic driver in Southwest Wisconsin and spreading education, public college education, paid for taxpayer money. Don't tell people at Richland Center that there's no money to save the campus and then go turn around a couple of months later and give the exact same amount of money that we need at Richland Center to the Green Bay Packers. Don't tell me there's no money. They're lying. What's more, they rejected a request by Governor Tony Evers to put in $750 million for broadband in the state. How many times have we talked about in Southwest and rural Wisconsin the inequality of trying to bring jobs to Southwest Wisconsin, to Amory, to rural parts in Merrill and Central Wisconsin? If we're going to compete in the rural areas of this state with the urban centers like Madison and Milwaukee, we have to have equal access to broadband. Governor Tony Evers put $750 million request in to help spread broadband to rural Wisconsin, and Howard Markline and Tony Evers stripped it out and voted no. So you're having trouble with broadband in Richland Center? You can't get anything but dial-up where you're at? You can blame Howard Markline and Tony Kurtz. This really ticks me off. And I've tried to be nice to these guys. I literally invited them on our show, said I'll give you as much airtime as you want. I saw Howard Markline, what, 2-3 weeks ago at the station in Richland Center? He was there to do Phil Knee's show on the FM side on 100.9. I said, I was super nice. I was like, hey, Howard, good morning. How are you doing? I said, hey, would love to have you come down the hall. I'll give you as much time as you want. I'll ask you some questions, but I'll give you as much time as you want. Well, no, I need to get going. I'm not going to have time. And I said, Howard, I'd love to have you on the show. Look, I'm not going to be an a-hole. I'd love just to have you come on the show. But screw it. These people don't deserve our respect. And what infuriates me is the injustice that they have the audacity to go back to Richland Center and Spring Green and Plain and Dodgeville and Platteville and Darlington and Sauk City, Reedsburg, and look these people in the face and say there's no money to help you, but they give $2 million to the Green Bay Packers, and also they screwed over in the Madison system and cut the engineering building. Back with more after that in hour number two. I'm hot. We're going to talk about it. Stay with us on the Todd Lowball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers.